Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play!
Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
We only have a few trade episodes left. We're approaching the trade deadline in a lot of fantasy leagues. We welcome you to the Wednesday edition of Fantasy Football Today. Adam Azer with Heath Cummings, Jamie Eisenberg, and Dave Richard. The full gang is here to talk buy low and sell high. And we're playing a game today. We haven't played it all year. What do you think we're playing? What do you want to play?
Name that player.
Name that player. That's correct. All right. We're playing Name That Player.
So I've already got a point.
Good job, Dave.
Way to go. Jamie gets to be on the other end of Name That Player. He's usually the stumper. He'll be the stumpy. Stumped today? I don't even know. Anyway, how's everybody
I'm
doing?
Mitchell.
Everybody doing good?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just enjoying the chat, having a debate over whether Keaton Mitchell is Bijan Robinson or Jaleel McLaughlin. And it's the range of possible outcomes is so much fun.
What was Arthur Smith saying about Bijan Robinson and the not playing near the goal line because of the way defenses defend them there? What was that all about?
He's a great off-ball threat.
I think he was saying, I'm going to enjoy watching Bijan Robinson on my couch next year.
Man, they are about to rip off like 7 wins and win the division. No. They've got 2 games left against a team with a winning record.
It's true.
Oh, gosh.
Like if there was ever a time to unleash Bijan, this would be it.
Arizona, let's go. Let's do it. Okay, favorite buy low, favorite sell high. Who's excited to go first here with your favorite buy low? Yes, Dave.
I'm shocked you picked me. Brock Purdy is one of my favorite buy lows.
You stole my guy. You stole him.
What?
You stole my guy.
Well, tough. Okay. Maybe it's obvious that he's a buy
low. No, it's not at all.
Because if you had him and I have him, then maybe that's why. But look, 49ers getting healthy. Debo coming back. We've seen Purdy play well with a safe floor when everything is perfect around him. And I think you can get him relatively cheap, especially because the fantasy manager that had Purdy couldn't use him last week. So they benched him. They started another quarterback. They should be okay, at least short term, with their quarterback options and be open to trading Brock Purdy.
And he has a good schedule. 5 of his last 8 games up to week 17. Again, not going to include week 18. 5 of his last 8 games are against teams that are bottom 10. Jacksonville this week, Tampa Bay is bad against quarterbacks. Philadelphia has been bad. And then in the playoffs, you do have Baltimore in week 16, which stinks, but you have Arizona, Baltimore, and then if you get to the championship with Brock Purdy, he's getting Washington, which gives up the most fantasy points.
Oh, baby. Second easiest playoff schedule in the projected strength of schedule rankings.
Is this like a super flex 2 QB buy low? Or do you think that he can be like impactful in a one quarterback league? Because even when he's been good, he's been
quarterbacks. Heath.
Like what's that?
Any league that starts quarterbacks.
So you think he can matter in a one quarterback league and not just be like QB 10-12, basically streaming?
Have you ranked quarterbacks lately?
Well, this week, sure, Mahomes and Hurts and Tua are all out, they'll be back next week.
No, I agree with you, Heath. I don't think he's going to be a top 5 quarterback or anything like that. But yeah, QB. But if you feel like your roster can win with QB 10-12, I think he could definitely be that. That's kind of how I feel.
He's an easy player to trade for. It's just a matter of how much you're giving up for him.
It's Brock
That's
Purdy.
That's the best part. You shouldn't have to give up that much.
All right, Heath, how about you? Who's your buy low?
It's a weird answer because he had 30 touches in his last game, but it's Javonte Williams. He looked like my guy. Yeah, he looks so much better. The fact that they gave him 30 touches should give you confidence that he's the lead back for the rest of the season. There's more juice there than we saw early in the year. We've seen this recipe with running backs coming off ACLs in the past. It took longer for J.K. Dobbins last year. It happened pretty quick with Breece Hall this year, but I'd expect Javonte Williams to be prime Javonte Williams for the rest of the season.
Do you have another one, Jamie, or are you just mad at Heath?
I would go try and get Davante Adams now while his value sucks and he's going to have another bad game this week against the Jets. And so just hope for a strong finishing kick. I mean, look, he's still got the potential, not like he's hurt, and you know his quarterback's going to be for the rest of the season. And I think it's an upgrade over Jimmy Garoppolo. So while I would try and sit him this week in a two receiver league, you're obviously not sitting him in a three receiver league. I still think there's good production coming. Maybe not to the level of what you thought. Maybe not to the level of what we draft him to be. But I still think he's going to be a target hog in games that they're going to be competitive or trailing. So as cheap as he might be now, maybe we even wait a week. It could be cheaper. But I would trade for Davante Adams.
After the game against the Jets, he's at Miami. Kind of a challenging matchup. I'm thinking more so about the quarterback than I am for Davante Adams. Then Kansas City. Maybe they put up more points there. Then a bye in week 13. And then finishes the season with the Vikings, Chargers, Chiefs, Colts, Broncos in week 18. Blah.
That's not great. What about, what was I going to say? Oh, well, I did want to talk about DK Metcalf. Okay. Let's talk about DK Metcalf. Let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks passing game in general, because I don't know that you're going to find a better schedule than what the Seahawks have. Washington. So, if you look at Metcalf, for example, 8 more games, and 6 of them, 6 of his last 8 games are against teams that rank 26th or worse against wide receivers. He's got Washington, the 49ers, or 49ers give up the third most fantasy points to wide receivers. The Eagles give up the most. Tennessee, Pittsburgh. Now, you could sit here and say, look, San Francisco's not really that bad. Philadelphia's not really that bad. I don't know. I mean, so far, Philadelphia is that bad, and both those teams have something in common. You can't run on them, so the teams throw on them all the time. But it just hasn't been an inspiring season for Metcalf. I would say he's had a fairly difficult schedule. It gets a lot easier. With Metcalf, with Lockett, with JSN, with Geno Smith, are we buying now or staying away?
You should be buying now.
Yeah. It's been pretty uninspiring so far.
But it's cheap, you know, so you shouldn't have to give up much to get them. I mean, Lockett's been dropped and added in some leagues, you know, 10-team leagues. JSN's still on the waiver wire in a lot of 10-team leagues. You know, so it's a question of how much do you need to give up to get Metcalf? Like, I don't know if you want to do a one-for-one type of deal, but you could probably say, hey, I'll give you this and this, and you give me Metcalf and something else. And why not?
Who wins in a trade between DK Metcalf and Jerome Ford?
Metcalf.
Yeah, I don't think you can get him for Jerome Ford, but if you could, I would do it. This is one of those situations where you're talking about great defenses that have been good matchups for wide receivers that I just don't really buy it. Like I can't look at two games against the 49ers, a game against the Cowboys, a game against the Eagles, and a game against the Steelers and think, oh yeah, their offense is going to feast. It makes me think, oh crap, Geno might be awful.
That's where I come out on this too. And that's what I'm worried about with Aiden O'Connell and the Raiders, is that the quarterback is going to be affected by the pass rush more so than the receiver in their specific matchups. And it's even worse for Metcalf than it is for Adams, because there's options for Geno Smith to work with. He can throw to Lockett. He can throw to Smith and Jigba. And I think Smith and Jigba is actually going to be the key to unlocking what's wrong in Seattle. They just have to lean on him more and more. I'm kind of waiting to see that over the course of a game. Last week, it was a lot of JSN at the end of the game for Seattle. They need to get him involved a little bit more early. And if that target volume flattens out across all three of them, that's bad for DK Metcalf. I'm not very high on DK rest of season.
I just want to say the 49ers, they gave up the 5th most fantasy points to wide receivers last year and the 3rd most this year. So I'm not going to just dismiss that. I don't really think they have great defensive backs, especially their number 2 cornerback seems to get picked on a lot. Lenore, their pass rush could always change that. but it's 2 years in a row with them. The Eagles, I don't know, the Eagles get torched every week. They're giving up the most fantasy points to wide receivers. If they can get their pass rush going again, because that's been a little inconsistent, then that could change. And obviously, we know they have good personnel. They just traded for Kevin Byard. I could see them changing, getting fixed during the bye week. But you brought up Jerome Ford. I feel like nobody likes Jerome Ford, but this guy produces basically every week, and he's very involved in the passing game. He is their passing downs back. I feel like Jerome Ford's a little underrated, guys.
I think he's been the worst rusher in the NFL, barring two runs. His success rate on rushes is like way behind everybody else's. So yeah, the passing game role has been good, and he's a low end number two running back. I just don't think you can get DK Metcalf for him.
I think his schedule lightens considerably after week 11. They've got the Ravens this week. That's going to be tough. He had 9 PPR points against them earlier this year. That was when Dorian Thompson Robinson was the quarterback for them. Steelers next week at home.
He also just lost his
He had one of those long runs against the Steelers back in week two. And then after that, it gets pretty good. He's got a top 10 schedule projected rest of season.
If you didn't hear what Jamie said, yes, they lost their left tackle for at least four
games. That's bad.
All right. So we've got Brock Purdy. We've got Javonte Williams. We've got DK. I don't know if we have DK Metcalf as a buy low. You heard the conversation. And I'm missing someone. Jamie, who'd you say? Davante Adams, thank you. Who is actually the most traded player in CBS Sports Fantasy Leagues.
There you go.
By the way, we're going to preview the Thursday night game in a little bit, so stay tuned for that. Who's your favorite sell high? Heath Cummings?
The Miami Dolphins. I've hinted around at this for the last couple of weeks, but they played the Bills, they scored 2 touchdowns. They played the Eagles, they scored 2 touchdowns. They played the Chiefs, they scored 2 touchdowns. In the fantasy playoffs, they play the Jets, the Cowboys, and the Ravens. I am terrified about what happens to this offense when they have to play 3 good defenses in back-to-back-to-back weeks.
Interesting. Okay. Anyone? Let's talk about that. That's a really big.
Yeah.
Like, you selling Achan, or do you like anyone rest of season?
I mean, I like all of them, but the perception is that Tyreek's the best wide receiver in football, and Jalen Waddle's a borderline number one, and Tua is a top 6 QB. So. Like, I'm not talking about giving those guys away. This is a sell high segment, and it might be easier to do that if you wait until after the bye and people are looking at a Raiders matchup coming up the next week. They'll be awesome in that game. The Raiders are terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. I offered Higgins, Nakua, and Kincaid for Tyreek Hill in one league, and it got rejected. PPR.
Wow, that's a pretty good offer.
I've got Tyreek Hill in 2 or 3 leagues that we're in together, Dave, so send me a similar offer.
I will do my best to do that. Tyreek's the one Dolphin, I guess Achan too, who I want to have on my team. There's just so much upside, and I know the matchups are tough, but those guys have the speed to trump any matchup. You would almost say they're matchup proof, but I agree 100% on Waddle and Mostert, because I think those two will be affected the most by Achan's return. Tua's going to be affected the most as well, because if Achan gets going on the ground and Mostert involves himself in some way there too, it's going to take work away from Tagovailoa. So I disagree on Tyreek and Achan. I'd want to hold on to those guys unless you get a really good offer. But the other guys are kind of sell highs. I agree.
I need to correct one thing I said. The Dolphins actually scored 3 touchdowns. They missed an extra point or missed a 2-point conversion against the Bills. So they scored 20 points. But still, I have a hard time calling Tyreek matchup proof when we've seen like a handful of teams hold him below what he's done this season.
Do you think we'll ever get to a point?
You're going to rank him in the top 5. You're going to rank him in the top 5 every week during the fantasy playoffs.
I might rank him in the top 5 every week, but
that would be the only way.
He's not performed or justified that against good defenses.
Well, he did one of those 3 games. He had a big game, the Eagles game,
the team that's giving up like the 5th most points to fantasy wide receivers.
No, it was not a bad match. I don't know. He's so good. I can't really. He's all right, but also look, they've been missing Teron Armstead for most of the year. He finally came back. They've been missing Devon Achan. That's going to help their offense. All right, whatever. That's a good point. And yes, it's a tough playoff schedule for sure. Dave, who are you selling high on?
I've got one even more bombastic than that. Taysom Hill.
Okay.
Good one, Dave.
Look, if you picked up, it's not more bombastic than the Dolphins, but if you picked up Taysom Hill, and you've enjoyed this run, I think it's 15 or more PPR points in three straight games, two of them with over 20 fantasy points. You've gotten production out of him like what he gave you when he was the starting quarterback for the Saints, back when he was the starting quarterback for the Saints for a few weeks. I don't see how he keeps this up. I don't think he's scoring multiple touchdowns every week. He's running less than 15 routes per game each of his past two games. Tight end is a fickle position anyway. I would try and sell high if you can without expecting that much. You should be able to turn Taysom Hill into Brock Purdy.
I would say, take this a little farther and say the tight ends who are hot right now, Hansel and David Njoku and Taysom Hill and Cole Kmet and Jake Ferguson. I mean, if there's one thing I can guarantee you, it's that they're not going to be consistent because they're tight ends. And like with the sum of them, we're going to be talking about dropping them for the flavor of the week in a few weeks, because that's just the way, like, it's every single year. So if you have two tight ends, if you have Evan Ingram and like you picked one of those guys up last week because you had Evan Ingram or something like that, you should, I would try to sell any of them. I don't know if you guys agree with that, but.
Well, the problem is that there's a lot of them. So, you know, you're probably looking to sell them and the team probably has one of those guys.
Yeah. Find the Waller manager, find the Goddard manager and see what you could do right now. Would be my advice, but you don't need to.
I do think though, like some of these situations, like you could see Kmet being sustainable. You could see Ferguson being sustainable. You know, really the manager, I guess you want to go for, but they hopefully would have been preparing for this is the Goddard manager now, you know, because they're in a pickle with a bye and not having him off of a bye.
I mean, Jake Ferguson had 10 targets last week. He had 8 targets in the previous 3 games combined. So he's looked sustainable.
You're also talking about Dak finally getting going, though, too.
Which you're talking about game scripts, too. And the Cowboys have some games coming up where they might blow teams out, which they do a lot. I don't know, it's just, I have nothing against Jake Ferguson. I like him. I just, I know the nature of the position. And these guys have their ups and downs.
This is shaping up to be one of the best years for tight end that I can remember.
So far, we have 14 tight ends averaging 10 or more PPR fantasy points, which is, I went back to the previous 5 years, which is the most in at least 6 seasons, but it was a lot more than last year. Last year was really bad. The previous years, you know, you're usually 12, 13, something like that. This is a little bit better than that. Yeah, it is. But even all the guys that we're talking about have had these frustrating seasons. Who started Cole Kmet? He was started in 47% of leagues last week.
Well, I mean, we said it on the waiver wire show, and there was 5 of these guys that we're somewhat excited about were only rostered in the 80s, and that's on our site, which we're typically higher.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I'm just thinking back to like Hunter Henry in the first 2-3 weeks of the season, right? Like, you know, this is just what happens with these guys, and now Henry's back in the discussion. But okay.
Well, he's not in this discussion though. Like nobody's trading for Hunter Henry, but somebody might be trading for Ferguson or Kmet.
No, he's not in the discussion now, no, but he used to be. I mean, he was thought of as a, yeah, I'll start him over Kyle Pitts, that kind of guy.
Well, that's not really a very high bar.
Yeah. He's in the discussion as far as, okay, I'm going to trade away my starting tight end and go to the waiver wire and pick up another one. He's one of those guys you might pick up.
Yeah. Jamie, I don't think you gave a sell high.
I mean, I'll take the low-hanging fruit of Jahmyr Gibbs. You know, now that David Montgomery's back, if somebody still wants to say, well, Jahmyr Gibbs will still do that. Well, he's not going to do that. He should still be productive. He should still be a starter, hopefully. But clearly the return of Montgomery, hopefully for the rest of the season from Montgomery Fantasy Managers, is going to impact Gibbs in an unfortunate negative way. So if you can still sell him for as high a value as you could have prior to the bye week, do so. If you can still sell him for something moderately better or more productive, do so. But it's clearly going to be a downturn with Montgomery healthy.
Okay, I'm going to go through the most traded list, and you tell me if you would trade Jahmyr Gibbs for these players. Devontae Adams.
I'd rather have Adams.
If I needed a receiver, yes.
Yeah.
T. Higgins.
Rather have Higgins.
Yeah.
I'll take T.
Calvin Ridley.
Gibbs.
Yeah, I'd rather have Gibbs there.
I think I would too, but that could change in a week. If he pulls out a big game against the 49ers, I think everybody will run right back to Ridley.
Ken Walker.
Walker.
Yeah, Walker.
It's Walker.
Interesting. Okay. All right. We are going to take a break. We've got some news and notes. Who's the starting quarterback for the Tennessee Titans rest of season? We'll tell you, even though you probably already know. We'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, here are your news and notes. Also, what was that sound I just made? It was like, ah. Here are your news and notes. Will Levis is going to be the starting quarterback rest of season for Tennessee. The Rams signed Carson Wentz. That's better than Brett Rippon, right? If it comes to that for Nakua
sure.
And Cup.
Yeah. You hope so.
I don't know what the Jets are doing.
Yeah. The Cowboys are signing Martavis Bryant to the practice squad. You guys said yesterday you're not interested. Carolina and Chicago on Thursday night. No. They'll be without some key defensive players, the Panthers. Looks like did they rule out Brian Burns?
Yeah. They did.
Okay. And CJ Henderson.
Oh, already one of the league's worst pass rushes gets worse without Burns.
Come on, Justin Fields. Let's go.
Yeah, they're pretty beat up on defense. And they sign linebacker Blake Martinez. And if they throw a ball toward Blake Martinez, I think he will catch them all.
Blake will?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't he selling Pokemon stuff?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you made a joke.
I did. He will catch them all. It's Pokemon.
I don't know Pokemon things.
Yeah. I don't either, really. DJ Chark also did not practice. And Khalil Herbert and Cole Kmet practiced in full. We don't know that Khalil Herbert will be back, but trending in the right direction.
It sounds like he will. I had a friend tell me, expect Herbert and Foreman to share.
Oh, my gosh. I did something so stupid.
Good.
This is really
my favorite part of the show.
This is really like, I don't even know if I can recover from this, but as I remind you all, I don't know anything about anything. Yeah. David Montgomery practiced my last note. Okay. Name that player is the next segment. When I sent you guys the notes, I deleted all of the players. Unfortunately, I deleted them in my notes as well. So,
oh no,
I'm going to see if
so we're all playing name that player.
Control Z enough to get them back in my. All right. Why don't you guys talk?
That was always my biggest fear when I did it, that I would either A, send the notes to the wrong person, or B, delete my.
I got it. I got it back, but I hit Control Z about 15 times and I just erased all of the time codes from my notes. So that's going to be a problem going forward.
Well, can't you just forward it back? Like you can undo and then redo.
So that means you have to do a lot of editing?
Yeah.
So we can start cursing then and really make it.
No. All right, let's name that player.
Bleeping bleep.
I am the number 19 wide receiver in PPR per game. I have career highs in ADOT, catch rate, yards per catch, yards per target. In fact, I'm averaging 2.1 more yards per target than my career average.
When you say number 19, do you mean per game or for the season?
I said per game. I said a little clumsily, okay. But per game.
Heath.
Yeah, Heath.
Who is Deontay Johnson?
Oh! Nice work, Heath. You get the win.
Thank you.
Would you like
how did you get that based on the clues he gave?
Because I've seen a lot of people talking about how Deontay is being used more down the field, and I know he's been one of the most inefficient wide receivers in the NFL. It's been more efficient this season.
Would you like to hear the rest of the clues?
Okay.
My team has thrown 7 touchdown passes. My first name rhymes with the first name of an Arizona running back.
Amari?
That's what I thought. I thought people go, Amari Cooper, but it's Keontae Deontay. And if you Azer stat it and remove the game I left with an injury, I am the number 11 wide receiver per game in PPR. So how are you guys valuing Deontay Johnson? Must start guy? Top 20?
Yes. Top 10 this week.
Yes.
Yep.
Who isn't top 10 this week? I mean, right?
There's DK Metcalf.
Devontae Adams.
There are no good players this week. It's exciting, right, with Deontay. I don't know if is it sustainable. The touchdowns, you know, they're not going to rely on that because they've thrown 7 touchdowns in 8 games. But
he's only scored 1 this season, and he's a top 10 wide receiver, so that's pretty good.
11 with the Azer stat.
Okay.
All right, next up. I am 23rd in passing yards, 20th in yards per attempt, but 5th in passing touchdowns.
Keith.
Yeah, I know you're going to get this. Let someone else play.
Okay. Sorry.
I have thrown 31 or fewer passes in 5 straight games. I have already thrown as many touchdown passes as I did all of last season. And I am married to a famous pop singer that even Adam has heard of.
Well, I mean, Heath, if you know it, say it.
It's Russell Wilson.
It's Russell Wilson, Heath, yeah.
Give it to Heath.
I give it to Heath. How about that? My favorite stat. He's thrown as many touchdown passes as he did all of last year.
That's great.
But
is he on? You said 31 or fewer pass attempts in 5 straight games?
Uh-huh.
So where is he among pass attempts? Just like raw pass attempts per game.
Well, he's had a bye. I'm going to guess around 18th. I'll look it up. But you guys, while I do that, tell me how you value Russell Wilson, who's obviously had some good touchdown fortune.
I did go back as we discussed yesterday. Yeah. His bye week numbers. And so 11 seasons coming off a bye, he's averaging just shy of 24 points per game, but it's very all over the place. He's got 6 games with 24 points or more and 4 games with 11 points or less. So it's clearly weighted. And a lot of it was early in his Seattle tenure, but he does have a overall good track record after a bye.
But that either feast or famine is kind of what his season has been this year. And I think the touchdown rate's a little high. He's at 6.9%, which leads the NFL. But he also has one of the highest touchdown rates amongst all active quarterbacks. And he has 4 or 5 seasons in his career at 6.6% or better. So I don't know that there's as much regression as you might expect for a normal quarterback at 6.9%. He's a decent start this week against the Bills and a high-end QB2 rest of the season.
The Broncos average the 3rd fewest pass attempts per game, but this goes hand in hand with the touchdowns. Russell Wilson is like 8th in green zone pass attempts, and that's with a bye. So they're not rushing. They're hardly ever rushing for touchdowns. When they get near the end zone, they're throwing the ball a lot. Maybe that changes if Javonte Williams is really going to, you know, have a surge. All right, next up, I am a top 10 running back per game. Oh, this one's worth 3 points, so you guys can beat Heath if you want.
Am I allowed to guess until the end, or
you have to let Dave and Jamie guess first, and it's worth 3 points.
No, let's just play.
I am a top 10 running back per game. I am averaging 4.7 yards per carry. Among running backs with 50 or more carries, I am number 2 in success rate, number 2 in rush EPA, number 13 in avoid rate, number 2 in percentage of carries for 5 or more yards, but number 35 in explosive run rate, carries of 12 or more yards. All right, it's going to get a little easier here. Before my injury, I had the 2nd most rushing touchdowns from inside the 5-yard. Dave.
Kyren Williams.
Dave wins! 3 points for Dave. Way to go, Dave.
It was from way downtown, bang.
Yeah. Kyren Williams.
Heath, you know it.
Did you know it, Heath?
What? No.
No.
Oh.
And I am expected back in week 12. And I ran a 4.65 40-yard dash at the 2022 NFL Combine and was drafted in the 5th round. It is Kyren Williams. Top 10 per game. A lot of touchdowns. A lot of goal line stuff. Wasn't really great per carry until he ran for something like 150 yards in the 2nd half against Arizona. But, you know, he's interesting. So how do you feel about Kyren Williams, guys?
Good.
How do you get past what the Rams have done with their run game all year? A lot of it with Williams, B. being force-fed touches and doing well with them and scoring a lot with them. Stafford coming back. Tough schedule rest of season, but it does ease up right around the fantasy playoffs. I've got them ranked as a just outside of a top 12 running back rest of season. So if you're trading for them, you should expect to give up a decent amount. If you don't give up a decent amount, you're ripping somebody off. Good for you. Good for you to rip someone off in your league.
Yeah, he's got two more weeks before you can play Kyren Williams. Bye week. Three more weeks. A bye week, then week 11, he's still out, and then week 12.
And then he's back. So two more weeks before you can use him. Okay. But this is the time to trade for him if you're going to trade for him.
So you don't think that Henderson or Freeman will have a role? It'll basically be the Kyren show.
They'll have a role. It's just a matter of will it be all three of them having a role? If it's just one of them having a role, then I think you're okay. I don't think he's going to return to the same level of work that they had. I mean, they said that prior to, or I guess when he got hurt, you know, that this was going to be a little bit of a shared situation. They were trying to take work off his plate before. You know, they started to give Ronnie Rivers a few more touches before he got hurt also. But, I mean, this should be, when he's back, if everybody's healthy, the healthiest we've seen all the Rams. Remember, because when Kyren was at his best, Cooper Kupp was out, then Stafford gets hurt, and Kyren gets hurt. So, you know, we'll see how this all looks moving forward. I don't think he's going to be a top 12 running back, but I think top 20 is safe.
Right. Yeah, I'd be closer to 20 than 12 for sure.
Yeah, agree.
Okay. All right. All right, Dave, it is time for Thursday Night Football.
You gave us three names for Name That Player?
Yeah.
We're done?
I'm sorry, would you like to do more?
I thought it would be more names. This is fun.
Oh, I don't
know. Now you're about to lead us into Thursday Night Football, which is the opposite of fun.
All right, Dave, Carolina's at Chicago.
No, 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 no.
Loser. Okay. Carolina, actually, a little bonus drop in there. Stat of the game. All right. So you're probably a little excited about Justin Fields, assuming he plays. Ready to get DJ Moore back in your lineup. You're pumped up about Cole Kmet. But the Panthers allow the ninth fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks, the fifth fewest fantasy points to wide receivers, and the ninth fewest fantasy points to tight ends. Geno Smith scored 17 points. Kirk Cousins, 13 points on 19 pass attempts. C.J. Stroud scored 12 fantasy points a week before he scored like 52. Gardner Minshew scored 11. Drake London scored 0. Tyler Lockett, 6.4. Jordan Addison, 0. Nico Collins, 7. Michael Pittman, I think, had 8 catches for 64 yards last week. T.J. Hockenson scored 4.4 points against the Panthers. Kyle Pitts, 6.4. Dalton Schultz, 2.5. No tight end has more than 5 targets against the Carolina Panthers. Does any of this matter to you as you evaluate the Bears' passing game, Fields, Moore, Kmet?
A little bit, but not enough that unless I have better options, I'm sitting those guys. So Fields, really, the only concern is how healthy is he. But I'm going to guess if they're trusting him to play, which I hope is the case, he'll do enough with his legs and hopefully enough with his passing to be successful. What was DJ Moore's best game so far this season?
A monster on Thursday night against Washington.
And where did he go to college?
Maryland.
And where is he going back to this week?
Well, the game's in Chicago.
Are you saying that he went to Maryland and going to Washington was a homecoming?
Oh, yeah.
Well, come on. That's a little bit. But I do like that this narrative I'll give you, Jay. I don't know about that one. All right, so you like the revenge game narrative here?
Oh, totally.
I'm kind of excited for DJ Moore. I'm excited for DJ Moore. Let's just be happy about it. Someone said everything I just said was talking them out of Justin Fields. Someone in the chat. I don't want it to be like that. The bottom line is it's not that the Panthers' pass defense is so good; it's that their run defense is so bad. And teams run on them so much. So they see the second fewest pass attempts per game in the NFL. Justin Fields doesn't need to throw the ball a lot to be great. Okay. Anyway, where are you guys going to rank Fields, Moore, Kmet?
Fields would be top 12. And Kmet is already top 12.
Yeah, 9 for Fields, 12 for Kmet sounds about right.
I'd go a little higher on Kmet if it's PPR. And a little lower on Fields if he plays. And I would expect DJ Moore to go right back to getting a ton of targets from Fields if Fields is out there. Right now, I have Moore as a flex. I think if Fields plays, you've got to look at him as a low-end wide receiver too, at least.
Yeah, Fields plays, he'll be top 15 for me. More
will. Woo. So,
I mean, the question comes down to, can the Bears run the ball effectively? And if you think they can, and they'll get some fresh legs back with Khalil Herbert, but he's not going to get every time. I think the offensive line's getting better for Chicago, despite, you know, certain things that have happened over the last few weeks. And that could be an advantage that the Bears want to lean on and not put too much on Justin Fields' thumb in his first game back. It could be one of those games where everybody does just enough to peeve you off in fantasy and no one has a great game.
Well, I think the other side of it is, and listen, as bad as the Panthers offense looked last week, it might be the case, but a lot of the reason that teams run so much against the Panthers is because the Panthers don't score any points. Is the Bears defense going to completely shut Carolina down, or do we actually get some scoring in this game?
Depends. Is Bryce Young throwing to which team?
We'll get scoring in that regard. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Bears DST is absolutely in play.
Where are we right now with Justin Fields? I thought he was expected to play in this game, but you haven't ranked him. Yet.
He's been limited in practice. It sounds like he's trending in the right direction. Eberflus was a little bit vague on Monday with his answer. Day to day, we'll see how it goes in practice. I'm sure we'll get a report today, if not tomorrow, that he's playing.
Okay. If he plays, would you start Justin Fields or Jared Goff? That would be Goff on the road at the Chargers.
Goff.
Goff in 6 points, Fields in 4 points.
Yep.
Justin Fields or Kyler Murray against Atlanta?
Fields.
Fields.
I'd lean toward Fields.
You wouldn't start any of the waiver guys like Baker or whoever the heck it was. I don't even remember who it was now. I might go with Geno as well.
I would go Fields. I actually have that decision to make. I just picked up Baker last night in a league where I have Fields. But if we're considering him still a waiver wire guy, I'd go Sam Howell over Fields.
Agreed.
Oh, okay.
I agree on Howell.
That's a good one. Okay.
And I'd go Stroud over Fields, of course.
I would go Stroud over Fields too. Yes.
Let's call it Stroud, Howell. Those two for sure. You guys can disagree with me on this one if you want, but I'll take Geno and Baker for sure over Fields. I might struggle with Fields versus Dobbs.
I would not trust Geno Smith over Justin Fields.
No, Geno's not a top 12 QB for me.
Me either.
I'm not sure I agree with you guys on Howell.
Anders.
If you look at who Howell has had good games against, it's been some of the worst, you know, some of the best matchups in fantasy. The Seahawks, I think they're 18th against quarterbacks, but they've been really good the last 5 weeks. They did not allow a 20-yard completion last week to the Ravens.
I mean, the Ravens ran all over them.
Yeah. Seattle might try and do the same thing. That is one thing that goes against Geno. They might try and get their ground game.
I think when you look at Howell, his best games have been against really, really easy matchups. I think it'll probably be around 20 points, but I'd take the upside of Fields.
That's fine. They're going to be back-to-back for me. But right. I just think right now, Howell is 4 of his last 5 or 5 of his last 6 with at least 40 attempts, a couple of those over 50.
That's true.
Like they're throwing the ball so much. And he got a little unlucky last week with, you know, go for 325, 1-1. Still got you 19.7 fantasy points. Like he's a touchdown away from another big game too. So just the amount of volume that he's giving you is, to me, a little bit safe. Plus, he'll run a little bit. He'll get you 20 yards rushing.
Right, I think the combination of the fact, like, I don't think there's any chance they're going to be able to run against Seattle, probably.
Right,
and he's actually started to limit the sacks a little bit. He's only been sacked 4 times in his last 2 games. Well, he's already averaging 50 dropbacks per game. It's just that he was getting sacked on 5 to 10 of them, and so if he's not, he's probably going to throw 45 passes.
All right, sorry. All right, that's Howell. We'll get to that game tomorrow or Thursday, Friday. Back to this game, though. Do you like any running backs in this game?
I think you look at it as Herbert probably should be considered the best, even though there's going to be some limitations on him based on the matchup. But, you know, will he get the full majority of touches going back to what he was right before the ankle injury? As Dave said, you know, Foreman will be the one sharing. It wouldn't surprise me if one of these guys is inactive, because that was the case prior to Herbert going down, that Foreman was inactive for 4 straight games. So would they sit Roshan? Would they sit Foreman? Will they go with both go with all three? And if all three are active, are they going to all sort of cannibalize each other? So I think you just view them as flex options at best, with Herbert being the best of the bunch. I don't want to trust Chuba Hubbard, but, you know, flex at best for him too. And Miles Sanders actually looked good last week, but can you buy back into him being anything significant? Because a lot of that came in garbage time.
I mean, it's just a shame when you look at a game of Carolina and Chicago, and we don't want to start a running back. You know, Carolina is supposed to be a layup. I'm not disagreeing with you. It's the situations are disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to say right now, Herbert, they're going to wait another week, then I think you could say Foreman's a number two running back without question.
Right.
Okay. Especially like DJ Moore's not the only one who has a revenge game, right?
Yeah.
Right. True.
And the Bears are weird. Like, they give up a lot of touchdowns, I guess, but they're like second or third in terms of yards per carry allowed to running backs.
They're getting a lot better. They're getting a lot
much easier to throw on them than run.
Well, that's the thing. They give up the most receiving yards per game to running backs, but that's not exactly something you expect from the Panthers running backs. But no, their run defense has actually been pretty solid. And in the last 5 weeks, I think only Eckler has had a good game against them, really. Like, Kamara was bad last week. Was that last week? Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, Jacobs was really bad against them. I think he had a touchdown catch called back. So, but on the other side, I mean, you wish you could have more confidence in Herbert or Foreman. All right, you've talked about DJ Moore. Where would you rank DJ Moore if Tyson Bagent is the quarterback?
Where are you ranked right now?
20.
Top 30.
And what about Cole Kmet? Starter sit and like in that whole big group of the tight ends that have been hot lately, where does Cole Kmet rank?
At the top.
Top 12. Behind Ferguson, behind McBride this week.
I don't think he's at the top. Yeah, I think I'm going to move him down a couple of spots. He'll be around 11 for me.
McBride, I mean, that's interesting coming off such a dud. You going McBride. What do they have, 56 total yards?
It was against Cleveland.
I know. And it was Clayton too. You have to have a little bit of mental fortitude to go back to Trey McBride after what he did to your lineup.
There's your buy low. Go get him.
Yeah. Zach Brook asked me to do like a sleeper and breakout for the second half of the season. I said McBride's the breakout, you know, just looking at what he did the game before with Josh Dobbs, how many targets this team funnels to tight ends, and now Kyler coming back. Like, there's a great buy low opportunity if he's sitting on somebody's bench.
No hesitation with Adam Thielen, right?
Not
correct.
If anybody in the chat has any Cole Kmet questions or anything from this game, I'll give you like 30 seconds to get your Chicago, Carolina questions in there, and then we will move on to another game. I can just look for some. Would you start your favorite Bears running back or Jalen Warren or Najee Harris this week?
Herbert.
I kind of like Najee this week against the Packers.
I do too. Najee, Herbert, Warren.
Agreed.
We got a DJ Moore or Christian Kirk this week. Kirk against the Niners.
Kirk right now, if Justin Fields plays more.
Right.
Drop Roshan Johnson. Yeah, he is so over-rostered at 61%, I think.
It's so sad, too. Like, this, it just didn't work out in his favor. There is, Jamie brought it up earlier, like, there's a chance that it's Herbert and Foreman on rushing downs and Roshan on passing downs if all three are active. And that's a mess that you just don't want to deal with. You're not going to get a ton of fantasy points. Someone will have to score. It'll probably be Foreman, but I don't really love any of them.
Would you buy low on Miles Sanders?
You mean pick him up off the waiver wire?
I would pick him up off the waiver wire.
I wouldn't give up much for him, though. And then final question is Cole Kmet or Dalton Schultz?
Schultz.
Schultz.
I agree.
Anybody like a DST in this game?
Bears DST is interesting just because of the turnovers that Bryce Young's had. Bears pass rush is getting better. But I think you can find a better option than the Bears. I would hope that you could find a better option than the Bears. Like the Raiders against the Jets, I'd rather go with them. Might find the Packers out there against the Steelers. That's not bad. Lions, who were just dropped. Good defense.
Okay. That's it for Thursday Night Football.
Na, 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 na.
And we're going to take another break. And when we come back, I got some rest of season rankings for you, some emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com, and hopefully a look at the most traded list. We'll be right back.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
We're back. Rank 'em rest of season. Devon Achan, Josh Jacobs, Alvin Kamara.
Kamara, Jacobs, Achan. All
Jacobs,
top 12.
Kamara, Achan.
I think I'll go Kamara, Jacobs, Achan. But yeah.
Okay. I'm getting worried about this Kamara usage.
I don't know what the heck happened last week.
Did you see what Dennis Allen said?
No.
It's a long season. We got to make sure we get to where we want to get to and blah, 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 Jamal Williams.
Kamara, I think I don't remember when I mentioned this. I think I mentioned it on Monday. He's got three straight games with a carry down to the 1 or 2 yard line. I think the 1 yard line. And Taysom Hill has scored subsequently every time with two rushes and a catch.
Stupid Taysom Hill.
Who would you take Devon Achan over? Would you take him over Tony Pollard?
Yep.
I would not.
Achan over Pollard?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say no right now, but if he doesn't have a good game against the Giants, I'll take Achan.
This is the Jobu game for Tony Pollard?
Oh, yeah, big time.
So here's what Dennis Allen said on the recent dip in snaps for Kamara. I think in a perfect world scenario, those snaps are getting evened out a little bit. And yeah, it's a 17-game season, and you want to keep guys healthy throughout the year. And we have other good players in the backfield. Obviously, Alvin's still a huge part of what we do offensively and is going to be a major factor. But I think with a lot of these positions, the ability to kind of have a little bit of rotation where guys can kind of spell other guys, I think it's important.
All right.
Screw you, Dennis Allen.
I get what he's saying, but yeah.
It didn't used to matter for Kamara. He was always kind of limited, but he was so good when he touched the ball, but he just isn't.
But you got two things at play here. You got a coach trying to keep him fresh because their schedule sets up that they should win the division blindfolded. And then Taysom Hill. It's annoying again.
Yeah, oh, for sure. All right, rank them rest of season. Mostert, Kyren Williams, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Kyren, Gibbs, Mostert.
I think it's Gibbs, Kyren, Mostert.
Same.
Everybody is Mostert last, though. Okay. Justin Jefferson, Puka Nacua, Adam Thielen. Rank them. Jefferson, Puka, Thielen.
Jefferson, Thielen, Puka.
That's how I have it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Jefferson. You sound sad about that.
Okay? I think it's a fun group to try to parse because I still don't feel 100% confident that Matthew Stafford's going to start every game for the Rams rest of season. And Jefferson's still on IR and has Joshua Dobbs as his quarterback. And Thielen's been a top five wide receiver.
Right. Rank them rest of season. Marquise Brown, Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins.
That's a great one. Brown, Cooper, Hopkins.
Yep.
I'll take Cooper first. Cooper, Hopkins, Brown.
Michael Pittman, Nico Collins, Deebo Samuel. Rank them. Pittman, Collins, Deebo.
Feels like Pittman's the easy one here, so I'll take Pittman.
I agree.
Pittman, Deebo, Nico.
Yeah.
I have
Pittman and Deebo are real close in non-PPR, though.
I have them all within 5 points, but I've got Deebo, Pittman, Nico.
I just want to say, I'm not a film breaker downer guy. I think that's what they call them. But I was watching Tank Dell yesterday, And my God, is he. He should have had a 90-yard touchdown catch in a game where he already had like 115 yards of touchdown. He should have gone over 200 with two touchdowns. He completely abused this cornerback, ran right by him, and Stroud from the 10-yard line, the ball, that was the line of scrimmage. Stroud missed him badly. Stroud had a great game, obviously, but he did miss some throws. But Dell just can't cover him. I was so impressed. And I've been so impressed with Nico, too. These guys are good. These guys are really talented. It's fun. Toughest team to preview every week, though.
Like, just start them.
I mean, this is a big step up in competition, you know, from last week, going from the Bucks to the Bengals. I'm really
curious.
And
then they go right back down to Arizona the week after.
I'm very curious to see.
Just start them every week.
Like a game of the week, maybe? All right. Hey, I went 2-1. Don't give me that. Except don't, well, tell that to Gabe Davis, but I kind of went
James Cook.
I went 1-1-1 last week.
Fair.
No, you went 2-1.
Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate that. Let's read some emails. fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
But the one you ruined was pretty bad.
I didn't ruin that. The Chiefs defense ruined that. Chiefs are bad for fantasy. Their quarterback stinks and their defense is great. With David Montgomery coming off of IR, I need to drop someone. Who would you drop out of this group? You ready? This is going to be tough. Jordan Addison, Devontae Adams, Marquise Brown, Deontay Johnson, or Adam Thielen?
I mean, make a trade.
Yep. That a 2-for-1 deal.
I read this one because I just want to know who your least favorite is from this group rest of season. Addison, Adams, Marquise Brown, Deontay Johnson, Adam Thielen.
Addison.
Brown for me.
I said Addison too when I replied to the email. Okay.
When we know that Joshua Dobbs is going to throw the ball 30% of the time to TJ Hawkinson, that's what he's done at every stop. And Justin Jefferson's coming back next week. I don't know if there's anything left for Jordan Addison.
He's also, well, to be fair, has he ever had a group like this, Josh Dobbs?
That's true.
Never.
And a play caller like this too?
Never.
No, but he's arguably the worst deep ball passer in the NFL. So that's another knock against Jordan.
I don't know. He hit Addison on a couple of deep balls against Atlanta.
We've got to reevaluate that with some of the guys we've got starting right now. Are we saying Joshua Dobbs has a worse deep ball than Tommy DeVito?
No. I'm not even sure Tommy DeVito is going to be starting, but no, okay. he doesn't.
Besides, he's the pastronaut.
Dobbs, yes, is the pastronaut. That's very good. From Jimmy, I need to start a wide receiver. I didn't even put his question in. I think he wanted to drop Christian Watson for Demario Douglas. That's what it was. Would you do that? He needs this week.
I'd rather have Douglas, yeah.
Especially if it's PPR. That's a dude who's fast too. You go watch him if you want to have some fun.
From Eric Mello.
What's the all bust list for the season? Watson's got to be close to being on it, right?
Oh yeah.
Christian Watson? Sure.
Damian Pierce.
I was thinking about that, and really just depends, like, are you going with round 4, 3, 4, or 5 guys who were really terrible, or are you going with round 1 guys who have been round 5 or 6 picks so far? Like, is Damian Pierce a bigger bust than Bijan Robinson?
Yes.
It's a great question. Why don't we, you know what, we're going to end the show with the all bust list. Okay. I'll make it a segment so you guys can think about it. This is from Eric. Eric, get Pollard and DJ Moore. Give up James Cook, Jalen Waddle, and Dalton Kincaid. He still has Evan Ingram. So give up James Cook, Waddle, and Kincaid for Tony Pollard and DJ Moore.
Love it. That's an A.
No.
It's a B minus.
D.
Why, Heath?
I don't know. Like, I think I like Waddle more than I like DJ Moore. You're giving up a very good tight end, and I don't know that there's a huge gap between Cook and Pollard.
I hope that the rest of season there's a huge gap between Cook and Pollard.
Yeah, that's what you're banking on, is for Pollard to be a good number two running back.
Cook is just not a good fantasy option. That's the problem.
You want to talk about a bust.
Tony Pollard?
Yeah.
No, Pollard has underperformed, but I think rest of season, like, I'll take my chances with Pollard. That, to me, that's the part of the trade that you're banking on, is that Pollard is the guy we hoped.
There's another part of this too, though. Can you lose a trade if it makes your team better. Because if you have Ingram and Kincaid, you might be giving up too much, but it still makes your starting lineup better. And maybe you could argue I could have done better for Kincaid or something like that. But if you're not going to start both of those tight ends, then you are going to make your starting lineup better potentially by making this.
Well, that's why I always say you want to get the best player.
Is Pollard the best player or is Kincaid the best player?
That's certainly up for debate.
Waddle the best player.
Right. I think it's all up for debate. That's why I think it's a pretty close trade. But if Pollard can somehow turn things around, then he's the best player in the deal.
Is Kincaid locked into the target volume that he's had when Knox comes back? I know it sounds silly, but
when is Knox coming back?
Oh, that's a great question.
Right.
I don't know, 2-3 weeks.
I haven't seen a time. He had surgery, so that might be a longer absence than just 4 weeks, but that's a good question. I don't know how. I think we said this about George Pickens. Like, how do you put that back in the box? But that's exactly what they did.
They're like, you're too good, George. Sit down.
Squeaky wheel for him, by the way. All right, let's go to our next one. From Colin, bench one in PPR. DJ Moore, Nico Collins, DeAndre Hopkins, Ken Walker.
Hopkins.
Bench one?
Yeah.
I'm going to bench Nico.
I'm not going to bench Nico. I'll bench Moore if Bagent plays. And I'll bench... I might bench Hopkins. I hate benching Hopkins this week, man.
Not against that defense. No way.
Tampa.
Yeah, it's close between him and Nico. I'd hate to bench Nico and watch him pop off again.
All right, this one's from Corey.
When's the last time he popped off?
He was top 12 last week.
Was he?
With that Nico?
Team? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah. From Corey, 10-team Dynasty Superflex PPR League. I'm 4-5. I lost Daniel Jones. I have Mahomes and Levis. I have 4 first-round picks for next season. Should I look to trade for a quarterback like Stroud or Kyler, or just hold and draft a top quarterback next year in a 10-team Superflex Dynasty League?
He said he was 4-5?
Yeah.
I'm not trading a first-round pick if I'm 4-5.
Even if you have 4 of them?
I mean, I guess if you have the team that's you think is the best team in the league and you can get CJ Stroud for it, then that's great.
Yeah. Would you do it for Kyler Murray?
Yes.
For the pick that I think is the last pick in the draft, yes.
In the first, for your worst first round pick, you're saying?
Right.
The one you think will be the worst.
I mean, Kyler Murray is definitely worth a first round pick in a super flex league.
100%.
Yeah. All right. This is from
Nico was tied for 13th in PPR.
Yeah. I mean, 14 PPR points. That wasn't like a big game. I wouldn't call that popping off.
But he's capable of it. He's definitely capable of it,
but we haven't seen it in a long time.
All right, this is from Kyle. Dear Richard, Otis, and Mike, Dave should be able to get the names in the intro.
Bears.
Bears, okay. Kyle from a town north of Tampa. Chicago?
Let's go with Paducah, Kentucky.
Those were 85 Bears, right?
Richard Dent and Otis Wilson and Mike Singletary.
I don't know Otis Wilson. I know the other guys. I would give up in
it's a mama's boy Otis, one of a kind.
I would give up Jalen
Ladies
Hurts.
Love him for his body and his mind.
I would give up Jalen Hurts and DeAndre Swift for Jared Goff, Justin Jefferson, and Jahmyr Gibbs. He still has Rashad White, Joe Mixon, and Gainwell. So give up Hurts and Swift, get Goff, Jefferson, and Gibbs. Wow.
I do it.
C. I think it's fair.
I think it's pretty fair too.
B plus.
All right, then let's go the all bust team from 2023. Who's our captain?
When the season isn't even over yet.
Who's the captain?
Yeah.
Devontae?
That's a pretty good one.
Should be up there.
Let's eliminate injuries, by the way. All right. Devontae Adams.
I think go by position. Like quarterback for me is Lawrence.
Yes, easy.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Running backs would be Pierce and Sanders make the list. Are they the top two?
They both missed games due to injury.
Well, Pierce just missed one. Sanders just missed one, right?
But even when they played,
they've been horrible.
They haven't been great.
Pollard, Bijan, Does Jahmyr
see for Gibbs, me? It's like I can't start them, and like that's where I draw the line. Like I'm not starting these guys.
Yeah,
that's a bad.
You're deal. Still starting Pollard and Bijan unless you're just loaded.
I don't think we're going to agree on this.
Do we have a YouTube poll up? Let's see if we have it. I wanted to see who people thought was the bigger bust.
I know Madison just had a good game, but could he qualify? Does he make the team?
No. He's probably average.
He's not as bad as Pierce.
He's probably ranked about where it's probably his points per game are probably putting him right about where he was ranked.
Damian That's Pierce the thing is like, on the list.
These guys were mostly fourth and fifth round picks.
Yeah.
Right, but now they're unstartable. Like they're bye week replacements until they prove otherwise.
As Adam would say, it's almost better because they're not hurting you every week.
Whereas I think it's your first round pick, tight end,
your first round pick that's scoring 12 points a game is killing you.
All right, so let's do one on one. Let's do Bijan Robinson and should it be Bijan or Pollard? Let me see who's got more points per.
Gotta be Pollard.
I would assume it's Pollard.
Yeah, Pollard.
All right, so Tony Pollard and Damian Pierce. Davante Adams is a wide receiver. Who else?
I can't believe Kyle Pitts is a bust.
Yes, Kyle Pitts is a bust.
He's would it be Higgins?
I think I'm gonna play the injury card on that because he got the Burrow injury.
It's fine.
Olave,
you can't, that's why you can't put Waller or Goddard on there.
Devontae Smith.
Now they're hurt.
It's those round two receivers that have struggled.
EK.
Ridley.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Ridley. Yeah.
This is, I guess it's not per game. You know where Davante Adams ranks at wide receiver this season?
Per game?
23
per game, 14 overall.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 23 per game is pretty bad for like the number six wide receiver. Let's see. Davante Smith is 28th per game. Debo's 37th per game. I think Calvin Ridley is at 43rd per game. I think Calvin Ridley is.
He makes the list.
Guy. All right.
Hopefully, he has a good second half.
We get three receivers in a flex, so we'll start. We'll put four receivers on the list.
All right. Well, we don't have to. We can throw Bijan on there. Tony Pollard, Damian Pierce, Davante Adams, Calvin Ridley, Kyle Pitts is our tight end. Who's another wide receiver?
We got DK.
No, the DK is a pretty good one, but what about Jahan Dotson?
He was like a sixth or seventh round pick.
A flat out drop.
Dotson qualifies. He's in the comp. Like Christian Watson to me is worse.
Oh, that's a layup. Christian Watson.
You play the injury card there though.
But he's been so bad even without
that. Right, but he got hurt right after preseason ended and never seemingly recovered.
Jake Bobo is only wide receiver 73.
Where was Jerry Jeudy being drafted?
Well,
was in that round six range.
He had that injury though.
No, seven because he had the injury.
Yeah, he got back. Yeah, he got pushed down.
His injury might have hurt him, but it didn't matter to Terry McLaurin.
All right, so let's decide. Are we going DK? Are we going Watson? Are we going Dotson?
You got four.
Who are they?
Adams,
Ridley,
DK,
and Christian Watson.
It's a good group.
Okay, yep. And Kyle Pitts.
So yeah, we're including an injured guy.
Yeah, he's earned it though.
Finding a list of players who have not had missed a game due to injury this season and have been terrible is pretty difficult.
And you know what? I would say that where is he? We're missing one guy here. Justin Tucker is like kicker 11, so he's our kicker.
There you go.
And the Eagles DST is definitely.
Eagles for sure, I was going to say.
Thank you, everybody. It was a fun show. We'll talk to you tomorrow with Starter Sit for the AFC home game. See you later.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.